Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show. Real. Funny.
Are we allowed to talk about Abby's hot girl photo shoot?
I think we talked about it on air.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, because she told everybody that she got the award for being hot.
That's right. So Abby's out of the studio because she's doing that photo shoot right now, but I wish she was here because I'm making a demand this morning of Katie, Rebecca, and of Abby that I want 1 hour of my life back. And they're the only one. They're the reason why I don't have it. Freaking Love Island. Okay. So the problem with doing a show like this is we got a diversity of age groups that listen to the show and are part of the show also, right?
Lots of demographics.
Lots of demographics going on. I'm on the upper end of that demographic, but it's nice to know that in the younger end of the demographic, we are covered. Katie, Rebecca, Abby, our interns, and everybody's coming in here going, oh, Love Island, Love Island, Love Island. So it's part of our job to be responsible and at least give it a sample to know what younger America is watching. Because Abby keeps calling it the number one show that her friends are watching right now. And you guys have said the same thing.
It's a cultural phenomenon right now.
Oh, for sure. It's all anyone can talk about. I mean, it's the most memed TV show. Mm-hmm. TikTok. Yep. It's all I see on my For You page.
All right. So for those of you that are a little bit older, it's a glorified Temptation Island, pretty much. But it's the same type. It's a dating show. This one takes place in Fiji, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Yeah, man.
Nice island for the deal.
It's nice. And you guys can take it from here, but I can tell you that I felt the responsibility. To watch a little bit of it, to know what you guys were talking about. I thought there were 4 seasons. I didn't know that there were 7.
Oh, yeah.
So I went to season 4, and I could only get through 11 minutes of it before I turned it down. I turned it off, and I'll tell you why. There's so much TNA on that show, at least in season 4, that I felt it was just inappropriate for me to watch, man. I mean, these are women that are like my son's age, and there was so much TNA that they were stressing that I literally, because I was in the house watching it myself, I took the curtains and made it so dark in my house so nobody outside could see what I was watching alone in the house, right? So it's 11 minutes in, and I'm like, this is just not for me. And then I start to get some DMs from people as I posted, like, I gave it 11 minutes. They're like, you're on the wrong season, boomer. So I go to season 7, which is the one that you guys and the rest of the country, young America, seems to be talking about
Katie's
right now.
Katie's cousin is on it.
And that's, and he does look like you. You guys got the eyes, man. You guys, he's definitely your cousin. It's not as much overtly TNA yet. I mean, the first one that I was watching, I mean, they came out and they were rubbing themselves down with baby oil, and the cameras, it was like the boob cam. And I'm just like, this ain't for me. And the seventh season didn't have that as much yet. As soon as it gets that bad, I'll turn it off. But it's unwatchable for me. I can't do it.
When I saw you had started season four on your Instagram story, I was like, we lost him.
Yeah, so bad.
We literally lost him.
It's so cheesy. It's so bad.
USA didn't get good until last season. Last season really put it on the map in the same way that UK did.
What was the pivot?
It was the people that they put on. It was just this core group of girls. Oh my God. Leah, she is like an icon. They just were so, they're so easy to like follow and watch, and they had such good chemistry. It seems like they went the UK route where it's not just, you can't just put hot people.
Right.
You have to have hot people with like really interesting personalities that'll get people talking. And this season and that season both had that.
The one thing I did like about this season that I watched, and I'm almost through one episode, and I think I gotta stop at this point.
No.
It's just not for me. I'm old. The one thing I do like is that the short dude is the one that's pulling it all.
Ace is. Now, I never watched a season before season seven. Like, I only started watching this season because my cousin is on there. And I need to make a quick statement before my family comes out to get me. I made a blanket statement saying that the family did not approve of my cousin being on this show, and that blanket statement was wrong.
Okay.
His mom is supporting him.
Okay.
And she is telling people to vote. So I just want to make that correction.
I had a feeling that was going to get you in trouble.
Oh, it got me in so much trouble.
As I say, I'm not going to be watching the show. As I'm watching it now, he's linked up with the best one on the show for him.
He is. Sure. And that's what it, Bert, you have to give it more than just the first episode, because I know as for someone who didn't watch the show until this season, it was a slow burn. The first two to three episodes, I was like, oh, okay, this is like every other reality show.
Yeah.
But then when they started bringing in hot new bombshells and having people vote, I was hooked. I was like, now you're making it a game and it's getting messy.
So Rebecca was telling me while we were doing the walk on Saturday that now they're bringing in people from past shows also, or these are just new bombshells that are tempting the current staff?
It's just new bombshells. They saved the sexiest people to be bombshells so they can turn everyone's heads. Like, if you finish the first episode, you saw Sierra walk in. Oh my God, she is so sexy.
Which one's Sierra?
Sierra is the first female bombshell to walk into the villa.
Mm-hmm. She's at the very end.
That's why you got to get through episode 3.
Love Island is a commitment. If you want to you want to reap the benefits of Love Island, you have to get through like the first 1.5 episodes, because the first episode's weird. No one's actually being crazy. No one has real chemistry. They're all being so nice to each other, which sucks. Mm-hmm. It's weird that they're all making out off the bat. I don't know if I'm 31 now, man. And it's weird.
So the very first challenge, they all have to pretty much make out with each other.
This is like the first time they meet each other.
This is like the first
15
minutes of the show. She's making out with him. Then she's making out with another dude.
Wow.
Then he's making out with her. And then they're choosing who they want to link up with. And they're stealing each other's boyfriends and girlfriends already. Maybe I am into it.
Okay.
That was a good explanation for it.
All right. So you have to clarify and tell me if this is true or not. Because I thought I saw a headline. Has there been a Love Island USA cold sore outbreak?
Wait, what?
Okay.
How have y'all not mentioned that?
Okay, because it's deep in. We're trying to reel Bert in. But there's this.
Well, this will
do it. That's what I'm saying. This will definitely do
now,
it.
Do I not know you?
Yes.
Rebecca, correct me if I'm wrong, but there's this contestant on there. His name is Nick.
And yes.
There's one episode.
Is he the dorky white guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
He got
the blonde hair.
No, Austin. Austin talks like he was bewitched by someone. That was made to a boy band member.
It's the one that looks like a lifeguard with like the brown hair.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, like a couple episodes in, you start to see there's something on his lip.
Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh.
it's given a cold sore. But uh-huh. in a competition where you have to kiss several people.
Nah, that's wild.
I'm like, that has to be disgusting.
Yeah, you gotta get you disqualified or something.
Dude, that happened right in the first couple of minutes of the show. He didn't have that. And I don't think in the beginning.
No.
So he got somewhere on the island.
Oh my God. And they just still in there kissing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nope. And what's funny is we have to give tribute to this person with their tweet. They said before the seventh season even started, they had a prophecy. The entire Love Island franchise can be brought down by a single cold sore. Yeah.
The Bert Show. Real funny.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
When the world is calling, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, including Montreal, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, travel from Columbus is closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.